You're listening to Vatican Radio. Cricket is not a sport normally associated with Argentina, but among the groups greeting Pope Francis at his general audience on Wednesday was a team of young cricketers from his native Buenos Aires. Cricket Sin Fronteras, or Cricket Without Borders, is a project that was begun almost a decade ago in the poorest parts of the capital, the Villas Miserias, where the church is engaged in offering alternatives to the widespread violence and crime. Though few Argentinians were familiar with the sport, its popularity has grown and hundreds of kids, both boys and girls, now take part in the project. This week a team of young players was invited to play against St. Peter's Cricket Club, set up under the auspices of the Pontifical Council for Culture and comprised mainly of seminarians studying for the priesthood here in Rome. The cricketers attending the audience in St. Peter's Square had brought with them bats to be blessed, made by inmates from a local jail. The organisers insist that through the sport, youngsters learn values of respect, inclusion and teamwork that will enable them to build a brighter future. Among them is the team's head coach, Hernán Fenel, who talked to me about how the project Cricket Sin Fronteras began.
It started in 2009 that Daniel proposed to Padre Pepe the project. He proposed as another way to involve kids from the lower areas in Buenos Aires.
Let's remind people who don't know who Padre Pepe is. He's a very well-known figure, isn't he,
in Buenos Aires? Yeah, he's a very well-known figure. He's a Padre Villero, as we call him. He's from the lower areas.
The poorest parts of the city.
Mm-hmm. He's really involved in that areas.
And so your idea was that sport, in particular cricket, could help to bring people together to create a sort of team spirit.
Yeah. We definitely believe in that. That cricket, like other sports as well, but cricket really can bring people together. And there's not much about cricket, so it was a good idea to introduce a sport to new communities.
I was going to say, how many people in Argentina even know what cricket is?
No, most of the people have no idea what cricket is. They just heard about it or maybe saw something somewhere if they travelled. But from Argentina, unless you're part of the British community, you don't know what cricket is.
In fact, when we started St. Peter's Cricket Club here and we went to ask Pope Francis's blessing, he told us he had no idea what it was either. But perhaps now that he's met with you, he'll have a bit of a better idea. Did you talk to him about it? Tell us about your meeting in St. Peter's Square.
We went to the audience just now. We were quite near to him during the audience. And then we had the opportunity to take a photo with him. He blessed the team, all of us. Daniel here, he knows him from way back, but he got to explain a bit more about the project. He really knows what the project is.
And what was his response? What was his message for you?
His message is keep it going. Really, it's an example for all of us. The inclusion, the kids, and all the involvement of everyone in this program.
Tell us a little bit about the program today. How many kids involved? Where do they come from, most of them?
Most of the kids come, we've got two main areas, one in the lowest part of Capital Federal, which is the main city, and one in the surroundings of Capital. We started in Capital, started with 4 or 5 kids, till we got it going, because really no one knew what it was about. Then there's more kids, we had to get a bit more teachers, professors that can help, and now recently we started with the state schools, so we're getting near the 800 kids.
800 kids?
So, yeah, we struggle because of numbers of coaches, but every week we go to different parts, different schools and areas and get more kids involved.
Starting with what age? You've got some quite young kids with you, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, here we've got from 11 is the youngest kid, 19 is the older one, but in Buenos Aires we've got kids from 6 to 20.
And how difficult is it to teach the rules of cricket? It's not the simplest of sports to play, is it?
It's really quite difficult. They don't get it. It's easier when you can watch it on TV or get someone that knows. But when you have to teach a kid from scratch about the laws of cricket or the spirit of cricket in a footballing country, the spirit of the sport of cricket is really different. So it's quite difficult to teach them.
So you don't think it's going to take over from football anytime soon as Argentina's national sport?
No, that will never happen. But if we can get slightly more and more kids and more people involved, if we can make it known, it's going to be a big, huge win for us.
Finally, what message are you bringing to the Pope
here? The message is inclusion, that everyone can get involved. Everyone has to get involved for a purpose, for the future. That if we take care of our kids, we won't have to punish men. So we educate them. In the future, there will be no trouble with them.
Investing in the future of the children.
Yeah, investing in the future, yeah. And we got, an example is we got this bus blessed by him, that people who are actually in jails or in recovery centers have the project of making baths for the kids. So we're not just for us, but people surrounding us are helping the kids and in our community. It's really expensive to bring baths from outside, so baths for starters are going to start to be made in Argentina.